U.S. Supreme Court. Big news this morning, siding with the website designer, striking down the LGBTQ plus protections in Colorado. With us now to talk about it is Praveen Fernandez. He's vice president at a Constitutional Accountability Center, advising nonprofits on issues including LGBTQ equality.
Praveen, good morning.
Good morning.
Colorado has a law that forbids discrimination against gay people, yet a woman won a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court because she said she did not want to create a wedding website for a same-sex couple, even though she was never actually asked to do that. You advise on issues of LGBTQ equality. What does this ruling, in your opinion, say about equality under the law?
It's profoundly disturbing, quite frankly. Today, the Supreme Court has basically crafted an exception to public accommodation laws that states across this nation have been used to prevent discrimination in the delivery of goods and services. And in one fell swoop, what the Supreme Court has done is sort of, you know, craft an exception relating to same-sex marriages and services and goods delivered to them.
What kind of advice are you giving to people in the LGBTQ community to deal with this situation? Is it simply a case of just to find a different website designer?
I mean, well, that's certainly a practical, that's practical advice to same-sex couples who have that luxury, you know, in large markets where there are providers of services that are not, you know, are not discriminatory. But I think, you know, the implications of the court's decision goes further than just same-sex couples who want to find services that relate to an upcoming marriage. I think this exception for expressive services that the court has crafted, you know, poses dangers to people who are in protected categories of public accommodation laws in many different states.
But beyond that, again, according to reports, she was never asked to create this website in the first place. We talked to someone earlier who said, and the quote is, religion is being used as an excuse for discrimination, even if that discrimination didn't actually happen. How do you respond?
Yeah, I think the standing issues here were you know, dealt with by the court by some stipulations that had happened at the lower court level, which said that she was in imminent fear of a future ruling. But I think, you know, folks are right to be concerned about how this case even got to the court. I will simply say, as our brief that we filed on behalf of First Amendment scholars has explained, that these public accommodation laws have existed for centuries, and the Supreme Court has consistently held that these laws pose no First Amendment problem. And frankly, that changed today with today's ruling by this conservative majority.